RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Good morning, golfers. Your tee time awaits. It's the Tee to Green Golf Show here on WGR Sports Radio 550. Got a thought on the PGA Tour? Want help with your swing? Give the show a call at 803-0550. Tee to Green on WGR is presented by Woods to Wedges, by Michelob Ultra, by the Western New York PGA, by Custom Turf, and by our home clubs, Fox Valley, Tantara, and Briarwood. It's time to talk golf. Here are your hosts, Brian Cozio, Kevin Sylvester, and PGA Pro Jeff Metis.
Good morning, 7 o'clock on a beautiful Saturday here in Western New York. It is the Tee to Green Golf Show, your local spot for local golf talk here in Western New York, right here on WGR Sports Radio 550. Thanks for being with us. Brian Cozio, Kevin Sylvester at the Canadian Open. We'll speak with him a little bit later on in the show. PGA Pro Jeff Metis. Today, we are at Bobolink Golf Club in Orchard Park, and it's a beautiful morning, and we're excited to be with you here for the next hour or so, and it might even be a little longer, as I know Jeff Skinner, of course, signing last night late with the Sabres. I'm going to join Derek Kramer coming up at 8 o'clock as well for some thoughts on that. But we've got a lot to get to here over the course of the next hour. As I mentioned, Kevin Sylvester, who normally, of course, part of our show, he's at the Canadian Open this week working for PGA Tour Radio. I actually was with Kevin yesterday. We had a good time watching some golf. And Kevin will join us at 7:30 for a little update on what's going on there. Also, of course, our Western New York PGA Tip of the Week. We're here at Bobolink. If you don't know, it's a par 3 course, and we'll be talking about wedge play. So Jeff will give us some insight on that. And, of course, we'll get our Absolute Care Champions Tour report. The Champions Tour players are in Japan as we get you ready also for next week's U.S. Open. So we'll have those picks coming up here. Jeff Metis, good morning.
Wow, beautiful morning finally, Brian. We're sitting up on the deck here looking over the pond. It's very pastoral.
Nice. That's right.
Sunny, warm morning. Glad to have it. Glad to be in June and finally get some golf out this season.
That's right. We have been battling. No, we love to do our show outside. Well, we've been doing these back in March. We want to be out. We would do it outside in March if we could.
Yep.
And now, last week, we're at Niagara Falls Country Club getting ready for the Women's Porter Cup, which, by the way, finished up yesterday. I'll get you that info,
too.
We are now outside 2 weeks in a row, so maybe we are officially now here with some good golf weather.
And finally a streak of weather. I know my driving range is still very wet, and the golf courses are drying up quickly. This nice stretch should help everybody get caught up a little bit.
That's right. So we're excited to be here at Bobolink Golf Club today. We're going to be joined by the general manager, Tom Stern, and the golf pro here, Jim Dreff, in just one moment. But this is a cool place to come to. And
a lot of memories.
Yeah, for those that, of course, maybe remember you playing this as a kid or you've played it recently, I grew up in Lancaster, so this wasn't too far for me to come, and we would come here, my brother and my friends and I, and play at night. And I think that's probably what this course is most known for, is playing at night here with the lights.
And my memory is coming with my dad. My dad used to bring me here as a kid. First place I ever shot par, as a matter of fact. So I remember that vividly. And it's a really neat setup to have a lighted golf course. I think they said they're on 56 acres. They got a driving range. It's in far better condition than I anticipated. It's in great shape. The greens look good. It does bring back a lot of memories. It's a great place for kids to play, it looks like. You know, just get out there and hit some wedges and some short irons and enjoy golf. You know, golf's supposed to be fun, and this looks like it'd be a fun place to play.
Absolutely. We're looking forward to talking about it here as we bring in our first guest, and that is the general manager, Tom Sturm. We'll also bring in the golf pro as well, Jim Dreff. Tom and Jim, welcome.
Well, thank you very much, guys. First of all, I'd like to thank you for coming out here today. It is absolutely gorgeous out here today. The sun is shining, and we've had an awful lot of rain this spring, and you know, the sun really makes it beautiful, especially sitting on a golf course. I'm really glad you guys are out here today. It's going to be a great golf season, and we're hoping for a really good.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, no, we're really happy that you had us here today. So we'll talk to Jim here in a moment. But, Tom, let's just kind of get things off with you, starting things off here with you. This course, we know with its setup, I mean, just some really neat looks. You've got the big pond we're overlooking right now with the fountain and everything. But a par 3 course with lights. I think that's probably what most people will remember. Hey, that's the course I can play at night here. You're still the only one in Western New York right now that people can play at night, right?
That's true. I mean, we're really uniquely known for the lights that go on. It's a challenge to keep those poles up and all the lights on every year, but we make sure they're available and make sure the course is open for that. Our nighttime golf activity is probably busier than our mornings and afternoons. It's great to see everybody come out here, and it's great for the kids, and you know, it's something to do besides sitting around playing games, playing video games, get out here on the golf course and learn the game of golf and have some fun out here.
Absolutely. And Tom, one thing we always try to talk about every week is junior golf and getting kids involved and playing. And part of the fun of maybe bringing an adult is to bring a kid along and play, whether it's your own son or daughter or a nephew or a neighborhood friend or whoever. You bring a bunch of kids over. And I'm sure that sets up right. I'm sure that's exactly who you're hoping to get here, is have them come out and have a great time.
You mentioned earlier, you know, this is where my dad took me out to play golf. You can't believe the number of father and sons that come out here. And, you know, just to see the pride in her dad's face and the excitement in the little kid's face. Boy, I had a father and probably a six-year-old here yesterday, and the kid was so happy running around, and he was having a great time. And his dad goes, "We'll probably let a bunch of people play through, but we're going to have fun today." You know, that's what this course is all about, to come out here and have a good time, but teach the basic golf lessons. We got Jimmy Dreff here, our pro, you know, and we've got golf camps, golf youth camps. We got all kinds of programs throughout the summer to help teach kids how to play golf.
I think it's great. I mean, it makes me want to bring my daughter out. She's 21. I think, hey, it'd be a fun time to come out and take a walk. No carts, huh? That's interesting.
Well, there's no riding carts here.
You don't need them.
Three.
Yeah,
you don't need them.
Yeah, that's right. That's cool.
We don't need them in the pond.
Good point. Absolutely.
It is different that your peak time is later in the day. It's towards the evening, or most facilities, the morning's the busiest time of day.
And you guys can see here where it's a beautiful morning, but we don't get much activity early in the morning. But I drove by a couple of courses coming out here, and they got 20, 30 cars in there. I think one of the key factors, it doesn't take 5-6 hours to play golf here. You can get done in a couple of hours, and we got a great restaurant here. You get something to eat, maybe have a bottle of beer, and then, you know, your day, you still got plenty of your day left to do things you need to do.
Absolutely. Yeah, Tom Sturm, the general manager, with us here. Now let's bring in Jim Dreff, the golf pro. Jim, good morning. Thanks for joining us this morning. We're great.
You're welcome.
Yeah. So you get to work with a lot of the juniors and young kids here.
Yes.
I'm sure that's got to be something that you really like doing.
Well, I've been doing it quite a while. 25 years, actually, been running golf camps at Bob Link. As a matter of fact, our first program starts this Monday, and that will run for a week, and then we run other programs in July. So, the golf programs are popular. Start the kids. Some of them start as young as 6 years old. Bring them along, you know, see how they do. Try to get them to continue. We have golf tournaments for youth as well. We bring them along. By the time they're 9, 10 years old, if they're still interested in playing, we have 9-hole tournaments. Then we have an 18-hole group. We have 18-hole tournaments. We run 8 of those every year. And they're very competitive. And what I do is, once you win your 9-hole competition, then I'll move you into the 18-hole group and see if you can win that. Then the idea is to bring you along, bring you into district golf, bring you into high school golf. And everybody's different. We see how you do, if you, you know, enjoy it and continue, you know. Some kids drop off, others not. I mean, it's pretty much like any sport as you go along.
Yeah, junior golf, it's one of my passions, teaching kids. And teaching kids at different ages is what's important. You know, if you get a five to six is kind of young to start kids at golf. Around seven, I mean, you get them started, but you just don't want to push them too much. Seven, yeah. Eight, you treat them differently. 9, 10, you know, if you follow that American, the PGA coach model. But competition is good for the kids, wouldn't you agree, once they get
going? Yeah,
going?
They enjoy it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, some do, some don't, but the majority like it. And like you said, when we start the kids at 6 years old, it's pretty much, well, I'll set them up, get them in a good grip, good posture, and just have them swing and just keep them swinging. I might just sit on a pail right at the tee box on the driving range and just keep teeing up balls for them and have them just keep swinging and swinging. You know, and they enjoy swinging. The kids love to just keep swinging, and that's the starting point.
Yeah.
And like I said, as we go along, you know, if they, you know, come out with their parents and stay with it. And like I said, bobolink is a great place to start. Par 3, 18-hole par 3, a lot of short holes. What I usually do generally with the kids, it's a six-in-your-pocket rule. So double par, that's it. Move to the next hole. Just we keep play moving along. And
I follow that rule myself when I'm playing.
It's
a hard and fast rule when I'm playing golf.
Double
yes.
par.
Yeah. Absolutely. We're here at Bobolink here on Tee to Green. Thanks for being with us this morning on WGR. Just an absolutely beautiful weekend. So hope your plans include golf at some point. We're with the general manager, Tom Sturm, and the golf professional here, Jim Drepp, as we talk about everything that Bobolink has to offer, including, as we said, junior golf here. You guys have a golf camp coming up. Tom and Jim will
let starting Monday.
Starting on
yes.
Monday. Yeah, so talk a little bit about that. And also, I know you have one running throughout the summer, too, in July, and people can still sign up for that, right?
Yes, absolutely. As a matter of fact, we're just starting to sign up on that right now for the July program. But again, starting Monday, generally, there'll be maybe 20. Maybe it used to be a lot more popular than it is now. I used to get as many as 50 kids, and the camp would run sometimes 3 weeks. And what I do is I run it Monday, Wednesday, Friday this coming week. That'll be from 9 to 12 o'clock. And what we do is we start on the putting green, and I have little challenges for the kids on the putting green. In other words, you know, just to keep the interest. Take them from the putting green, little etiquette, some rules on the putting green. And we'll go over to the driving range. We'll work on the swing a little bit. And afterwards, then we get everyone on the golf course. What we do is every day, everyone plays at least 9 holes. So we're trying to get all the kids to play 9 holes. Sometimes it's a challenge for the younger ones. But like I said, six in your pocket rule. And I modify a lot of the golf holes, especially for the younger kids. In other words, let's say they're struggling from the tee box. I'll move them halfway down the fairway. We'll start from there, you know, just so they can keep it you know, connected. You know, stay connected with it.
It's supposed to be fun. You got to keep it fun.
It's got to be fun.
And your kids should be always moving. The more they're standing around, they're not engaged, then it's not fun.
I agree.
Think about when you were 7, 8, 9, 10 years old. You wanted to keep moving. And when you see kids running, that's how I know they're having fun. When they run between shots, that's when you know they're having fun.
Yeah,
absolutely. No, I think, and you said adjusting the yardages and things like that. I think we've seen that just that the golf world as a whole, whether it's pertaining to junior golfers or any level of golfers here,
TF forward.
Yeah, they've been, whether it's been moving up tees or adjusting how many holes we play. I think finally, and you can disagree if you want here, but I feel like for a while golf was caught in the it must fit this format and it must be in this way, otherwise it doesn't seem right. And I think the golf world now is embracing the fact that golf can look a whole bunch of different ways so that everybody can enjoy it.
Yeah, that tee it forward. We're big proponents of that at our club at Glen Oak. You know, we put Bluetooth speakers on our carts now so people can listen to music. All those old adages, you know, you got to play 18, you got to keep score on every hole, you got to finish out every hole, you got to play from the back gates. Although you got to wear proper, you know, you don't have to wear golf shoes. You can go out and play golf in sneakers and still have a good time. All those things are starting to fade away and golf's starting to change. You have to adapt with the time. It's still a great game. People still love playing it, but it's way more fun if you're putting for birdies more often. That's why that tee it forward is, you know, people, every club we put it in, you try to get the older groups or whatever group to move forward based on how far you hit it. It's way more fun to hit an 8-iron into a green than a 3-iron or a hybrid. It's way more fun to have a bunch of birdie putts than trying to get up and down with your wedge from 100 yards for par every hole. So those things make golf fun. Once people get to that and get the... they're enjoying their day more. They're playing faster. It's It's a smart thing. I feel like you're right. I think it took golf a long time to get over a lot of those prohibitions and start being more inclusive.
That's right. 7:13 here on WGR Sports Radio 550. It is Tee to Green. We're live at Bobolink Golf Club. Brian Colziel and PGA Pro Jeff Mitas here. Derek Kramer producing back in our Amherst studios. Kevin Sylvester, of course, normally part of our show. He's at the Canadian Open. It's in Hamilton. We'll speak with him on the phone a little bit later on in the show. But we're joined right now from Bobolink by the general manager, Tom Stern, and the golf pro, Jim Dreff. Tom, back to you here. Take us through at night here. I remember playing here as a kid, but what's the scene like here on a night like tonight might be, maybe around 9 o'clock or so at night here? Tell me what that looks like.
Boy, when we have our nighttime golf here, it's just a great setting. We get so much activity, so many people coming out to play, and everybody's having a great time. And we have always two or three people here at the clubhouse trying to make sure we manage through any situation that can take place, because there's so many groups out there and playing through. We even have, you can buy in the clubhouse glow-in-the-dark balls that you hit these, and it's great to watch them at nighttime when they're outside the lights, and it's just make it a really fun night here to have a great time.
Yeah, to just picture this all filled up with players and stuff like that at night's got to be a really, really cool thing. I want to go back to just the family aspect of it and the beginner aspect of it, too. I think when you come here, too, I mean, this is a spot where I feel like that there's some challenge. You got some water and some things like that, but it's also it's a forgiving course in the sense that, sometimes what hurdle we talk about sometimes, too, is overcoming time. What if I'm not good? Like that sort of thing.
Oh, those barriers. Yeah, that's what I think everybody in the golf industry has been trying to break down lately. How much time does it take to play? Well, that's tee it forward. That's a place like this where you can play 18 holes in a short amount of time.
Yeah.
Cost, golf is perceived as expensive. It isn't necessarily and doesn't have to be. And all the etiquette and stuff that people are worried about. If you go out and you go with someone that knows the game, you can learn the basics, you can still have fun. I always tell my beginner programs, I teach a ton of beginner programs, no one cares what you shoot when you play. They care whether you play fast and whether you know the drill or the rules and the etiquette out there. When it's your turn to play, are you ready to hit? All those kind of things. So if you could, this is a perfect place to come out. Hit some balls, go out, play out here. I wouldn't say it, I think it's the word snobbery.
Yeah.
There wouldn't be any snobbery out here. You wouldn't feel like you're out of place if you're wearing jeans or a t-shirt out here, I wouldn't think.
No, and we were talking a lot about the youth camps and all the youth programs we got around here, but during the day we have a huge retirement group. We got about five leagues of retirement leagues that come out here and play golf. I know a lot of guys that are big hitters. They get in their leagues at night and things like that. Some of the bigger courses, but you wouldn't believe the number of retired people, both men and ladies, that come out and play this course every day. And our leagues are wonderful. We're very flexible with those leagues. We a lot of times don't have starting time. Tee times, they come on out, they group together, or they all go out as different foursomes all the time, and they just have a great time. And it's a great environment to see all these retirement people out here playing golf, and we got all kinds of great deals for them. We only charge $12 for our league play, and these guys come out and they have an awful lot of fun. And at 11, 12 o'clock, they might be sitting on the patio having a beer already. So
absolutely. That's great.
I like it.
That's right. And also, too,
lunch beers.
Let's face it, a hurdle with golf sometimes is the time. People's times these days seems to be as valuable as ever, rightly or wrongly. It's just how life is now. And that was something you mentioned to me even before we got on air here today, is that if you want to get your golf fix in, but maybe you've got 87 other things to do this weekend, you could still come here and it might only take you a couple hours to play.
Yep. And then you're moving out for your day and you're home, and you can get all your chores done on top of that.
But absolutely.
It's a great place to come out and play.
That's right. We're here at Bobolink in Orchard Park, the par threes. How about just a little about the course itself, Jim? We'll go to you for that. Longest hole is 160.
Yes.
And all par threes, right?
All par threes,
What are some of the aspects of the course that you like?
Some people like the back nine, some people like the front nine. It's a really good opportunity to work on your short game. 7, 8, 9, pitching wedge, your putting. Sometimes a lot of the women hybrids and even drivers for that expect, And they enjoy that. And like I say, what I try to do is I get people to come down to the range to warm up a little bit before they play. And no one seems to hold anybody up. Everything seems to move very smoothly. And it's not like it used to be in the old days. When we opened here in 1964, night golf was seriously popular then. Things have changed a lot since then. I mean, we're still busy at night, but in those days, we could actually have a bag line all the way from the first tee all the way up to the clubhouse. So in that respect, yeah, the night golf has changed. It's still very popular at night. It's a different draw at night than it is during the day. We get a lot of high school kids, a lot of college kids at night, so it's a little bit different situation. And but they love it, and they enjoy it. And again, for the player who's, you know, look at it more as a amusement in the sense that you're not on the full length course like up the street, let's say at Harvest Hill or something to that effect. You come here, it's much more enjoyable. It's much more of a laid back situation. People will play with their family, bring their brothers and sisters and girlfriends and boyfriends and stuff like that, and it was very enjoyable for them. And they'll sit on the patio and relax, you know, after they're done playing. Or believe it or not, some people just come just to sit on the patio just to observe, don't even play, have lunch, you know, beverage. And there's a lot of that going on, too.
Awesome. Thanks. It's a teenagers, college kids. You just had a daughter kind of go through that age level here.
Two of them, yes.
But dropping her off here or letting her go here, like, that's something at least you feel as a parent at that, you know, when you get to that age, like, oh, where are they going? What are they doing? Drop them off here. You're feeling pretty good about it.
Yeah, the golf course, they all, you're never too worried when your kid's at the golf course. Yeah, that's a...
The parents feel safe dropping their kids off, even younger kids, even 12 years old, 13 years old. They'll drop their parents off. They'll come, they'll check in with me. Maybe they'll give me their phone number in case I need to contact them. But, you know, kids are fine. They can go around in 2.5 hours. Sometimes they'll play more than 18. Sometimes they'll go down to the range. We have a practice facility up there where you can work on your short game. You know, everyone's a little bit different, but the parents feel safe that when they drop their kids off at Bobolink that they'll be taken care of and watched over and nothing serious is ever going to happen.
So. Yeah.
Yeah, it's always a good place for kids. Yeah. Great place for kids to grow up around the golf course.
No doubt. Well, Tom, so we got to commend you and Jim and your staff. Like, when we walked in, we're like, wow, the greens look immaculate. It looks perfect. For as wet of a spring as we've had here, the course looks in phenomenal shape. So kudos to you and your staff for that.
We've got a groundskeeping crew that is that have done a phenomenal job this year. And, boy, it has been the biggest challenge I've ever seen with the amount of rain we've had. You know, we were talking earlier about some of the driving ranges in the area. They're just underwater. And, you know, ours is out there, but there's an awful lot of balls buried in the ground out there, I could tell you that.
That's right. And we saw, too, in terms of inside the pro shop, U.S. Kids Golf. I know that's a brand that we've talked about for juniors. Jeff, that's a good brand for if you're trying to get kids like a set of clubs, that's a good brand to go with.
Yeah, kids, because they're kid-specific. One of the worst things you can do for kids is to give them cut-down adult clubs because the lie angles don't work, they're too heavy, the shafts are too stiff, everything about them is wrong for kids. So if you're looking for kids' clubs, buy kid-specific clubs. Don't cut down. Don't give them your wife's clubs. Don't. Go spend a few bucks and get them because it'll make the game much more fun, much more enjoyable, easier to hit good shots. It's really, really hard to hit a good shot if you're 10 years old and you got your dad's cut down 7-iron. There's a lot of that, though. Yeah.
There's a lot of that.
Yeah. It makes the game
cut down
harder.
7-irons.
Yeah, it makes the game harder for the kids, and then they enjoy it less, and they have less fun, and they don't succeed, and it's a spiral. So go get one club, even if it's the right kid. At our facility, I have demo junior clubs all the time available. So if anybody wants to come, we have clubs they can use if they want to go to the range.
That's right. And even, you know what, even if maybe right now the par 3 thing is not your thing, but you do like to hit golf balls and practice, you guys have a great practice area here, Jim, to set up.
The driving range does very well, especially this spring since the course has been so wet. The driving range has really been doing a great job. But like Tom was saying, we are losing quite a few golf balls. I mean, hundreds of dozens of golf balls.
I feel your pain.
Regularly.
Yeah.
And there's just not much you can do about it. I mean, our greenskeepers go out there and they handpick golf balls because they're getting plugged. And even by doing that, you're still losing a lot of golf balls. It's just the way it is this spring. It's just a tough spring.
I had to bring somebody in just to pick all day, every day, I feel like. Yeah.
No doubt.
I think we're waiting for the golf ball trees to grow.
Some people enjoy picking golf balls. I mean, I don't mind going out there and plunging.
Trying to look for them. That's right.
If they were seeds, we'd be in trouble.
That's right. Well, Tom and Jim, thank you so much for having us here today. We appreciate you joining us. Bobolink here for 4085 South Transit Road in Orchard Park. If you want to give them a call, if you have any questions, if you want to get your kid involved in the junior program here, they have another one, a camp coming up in July. You can call up here and ask to talk to Jim Dreff, the pro. The number is 662-4311, 662-4311. bobolinkgolf.com is the website as well. They've got all their information there on rates and all the other junior programs and wonderful things that they have here. So, Tom, Jim, thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you, guys. Thank you very much.
Appreciate it.
Yeah, nice place.
Absolutely. Tom Sturm, the GM, Jim Dreff, the golf pro here at Bobolink. We'll take a break here on Tee to Green. We're live at Bobolink here on just an absolutely perfect day for golf. Perfect day to do anything here in Western New York. Yes, we definitely are owed this from what we've had this spring. With PGA Pro Jeff Minas, I'm Brian Colzio. We'll have Kevin Sylvester live at the Canadian Open coming up next segment right here on Tee to Green on WGR.
Time for a check of the PGA Tour leaderboard, brought to you by Encore Golf, Buffalo's Golf Ball, and by Donald Ross, the world's finest golf apparel, and by New Era Golf, headwear engineered to perform that never sacrifices style.
Welcome back here on Tee to Green. Brian Colzio, PGA Pro Jeff Mitis, Kevin Sylvester at the Canadian Open. We'll get to him in just one moment. We are live at Bobolink Golf Club here in Orchard Park. Thanks to General Manager Tom Sturm and Golf Pro Jim Dreff for joining us last segment. Some great insight on the course. We'll obviously be sharing more here throughout the show. But again, you want to just check out their website. If you haven't been here in a while, like, come check it out. Just on a beautiful day here this morning, course in great shape. If you want to take your kid, hey, Father's Day is coming up.
It's a good Father's Day.
Grab your dad and go play, or take your son or daughter and go play.
Yeah. Yeah, right? That's a good idea for Father's Day. I wouldn't mind that if my kids are listening, which I'm pretty sure they're not.
That's right.
Yeah.
And you can come at night as well.
They're not up yet.
That's right. PGA Tour leaderboard time, Canadian Open. They're at the Hamilton Golf and Country Club. Matt Kuchar and Scott Brown are tied for the lead. They're at 12 under par. They've shot identical 65, 63s. They'll tee off at 210 today. Brant Snedeker amongst those, one shot back at 11 under. Webb Simpson at 10, and there are four Canadians in the top seven, including Adam Hadwin, who's probably the most recognizable name, Mackenzie Hughes as well.
That's
so
good.
There'll be some O Canadas going on here today, Jeff, I'm sure. Yeah, with the galleries and the crowd. They'll be fighting and pulling for those guys.
Canadian golf is getting better and better every year, and this is their big event of the year, obviously. So these guys, you know, where an American might point to the U.S. Open, the Canadians will definitely point to the Canadian Open.
That's right. McIlroy is at minus seven, so in contention. Yesterday, I got a chance to watch Justin Thomas, Brooks Koepka, and Brant Snedeker. Snedeker shot a 60.
You saw that. That's pretty cool.
That's cool.
Going really low.
I saw almost every hole that. He just made everything. Great up and downs, phenomenal round.
And he's out there with a couple bashers, and he's not a basher. And it was all with his putting stroke, you said, right?
That's right. He putted great. That's right. All right, for more on the Canadian Open, we go to Hamilton, and we bring in the third man of our show, Kevin Sylvester. Kevin, good morning.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
good, Kev. How are you?
Kevin, how are you doing today? Good morning.
Well, we're up in Canada, and the Raptors game. And, you know, I had to support the countrymen here, so.
That's right. Well, that was good. Yes, the Raptors won, so they're going to be even happier Canadians today. That's right. Well, Kev, I know that when you were up there, you've been, of course, working for PGA Tour Radio. You and I got to see Koepka, Thomas, and Snedeker finish up their round together. And Snedeker, as Jeff said, you know, we know he's going to be not hitting it maybe as far as Koepka and Thomas do, but, boy, his putter was on fire. And even some of his saves to kind of keep that 59 number and play down the stretch, really, really impressive.
Well, certainly, as you know, you say he's not as long as those players, but this golf course is not, you know, the length is taken out of it, if you will.
It's not mega long, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's it plays under 7,000 yards. So, I say it doesn't matter. Plus, you know, Seneca's plenty long. I mean, he's tour long, so that's fine. I mean, he's not hitting at 340 yards, so fine. You know, he's tour long, but yeah, his putting was just incredible. Everything was going in, but what I thought was remarkable, because you got to make some saves to keep things going. And on number seven, Brian, when I interviewed him after the round, he called it a shank. a word I hate, everybody hates using, right? And he made an incredible up and down on seven. The shot he hit in the thick rough, way right, and it was just remarkable to see, remarkable, stunning to see such a bad shot from a guy who's playing so well. But then he comes back, and this is what the tour players do. They all hit bad shots, but their next shot is just so good for the recovery, for the most part. For the most part, that putt that he made, and he said, you know, he was fortunate that Koepka was outside, so he saw the line to make it. It's just great. And then I love the fact that he went to hole it out on his approach shot on nine. He said, "I was going for it." Figured, hey, you know what? Maybe I could pop it in there and shoot 59 again, which he shot last August at the Wyndham.
It's not the shank that you're afraid of. It's the shot after you hit the shank that's usually the tough one. It is weird to see peculiar to have a really, really good player hit a shank. Was it an actual shank, Kev?
Well, that's what he called it. I mean, Jeff had 150 yards, and it was a left hole location, and it just was immediately right. It was like a Hazel rocket. it just went, you know, had the distance, it was just so far right. It was almost like a double cross. With a driver yet, he had, you know, a 9-iron in his hand.
Yeah. Kevin Sylvester from the Canadian Open, Hamilton Golf and Country Club, as he joins us live here. His work this week on PGA Tour Radio. You can, of course, listen to him there. Kev, that course itself, as you said, it's ripe for scoring. The Canadian Open seems to be kind of set up in that way. We, of course, see it at Glen Abbey in Toronto so often, but it makes for some exciting times, and McIlroy shot really low yesterday. Thomas did. Koepka got himself back in the mix. Dustin Johnson did as well. There's a lot of big names there this week, and I guess I would say that the Canadian Open has to be happy with its new spot in the calendar. I think that they're, in terms of the marquee names on the PGA Tour, they've got an improved group from maybe where they had in the last few years.
Well, certainly, yes. I mean, the spot in the schedule has produced a better field, one of the best fields they've had. I don't think there's any doubt about that. You know, this golf course is, I think, phenomenal. I mean, I had a chance to play it a month ago, Brian. Hey, you were there yesterday. It's quite the workout, too, walking the golf course. Matter of fact,
I burned some calories walking around yesterday.
Oh, my gosh. So Shane Lowry, I was following him in the afternoon after, I think you had to go, but Lowry on 18, that was his ninth hole of the day, and I was calling him, and I was in the walkway up 18 going to one, and he starts walking up, and I said to him, you know, Shane and I have a similar build, and I said, man, they need a tow rope to get up here, and he goes, I have, you know, he's Irish, but I'll spare the Irish accent. He goes, well, I have the honor, and I need you to start going now, or I won't make it before him.
That's great. Yeah, I enjoyed walking yesterday. Yes, it was a workout, but some good views in the sense that there are some hills. You can get up high and see a lot of holes in that area. Yeah, I mean, I would encourage anybody if you want to go. I mean, look at McIlroy, Koepka, Dustin Johnson, Kuchar, Snedeker. They're all up there, and, you know, it's from Buffalo. It's just about an hour and 20 minutes or so, and I went yesterday, and I had a good time. So if you're, you know, if you want to go see the PGA Tour players, it's as close as it's going to be all year.
Yep.
And an opportunity to go.
I've been able to play that golf course. It's beautiful. That's worth the ride up there just to check out the facility too, and to get to see these players up close. You said it wasn't super crowded yesterday, and they are close. It's definitely worth the trip.
Yeah.
And you get to see Kevin working.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Well, yeah, which is rare. But what if you're going today, you're going to have to scalp a ticket. They're sold out this weekend.
Oh,
yeah.
Really?
Oh, wow.
Yeah, which they're, you know, so proud of that they are sold out. And, you know, one of the great things that they do, the 13th hole, they call it the rink. It was voted best in class for the par 3. It's a hockey rink around the tee box. And all the fans are there patting the boards, and players come in. All the marshals on the hole are wearing referee jerseys. It's just a really cool deal, what they had. Funny, Adam Hadwin, he's from Vancouver, so it's the rink. He put on a Vancouver Canucks jersey that he signed. He planned on throwing it to the gallery. They were booing him. because they're Maple Leaf fans. So he threw it back in his bag. It was pretty funny.
That's awesome. Hey, Kev, two more things here before we let you go. We're here at Bobolink in Orchard Park, and it just looks phenomenal here. I know that you've played it here before, and we've been talking about just a cool spot to go with your kids or just a cool spot and come and play and work on your short game, or as we said, for Father's Day, go take your dad. But to play at night here, it's the only lit up, the only course that's lit at night in Western New York. I mean, it's a really unique spot and something that the golf community should be proud of here. I know you've played this. Just your thoughts on this course that we're at today.
Well, you know what? It's fun, right? Playing par threes. First of all, golf's supposed to be fun. And those who are looking to, have a fun time, maybe, bring your kids, not a terrible walk, because it's a par three. They have a range there, too. And nighttime, you mentioned, I mean, what a cool thing to play golf at night, which, we talk all the time about them. They'll be at the tour event at some point where they light up the whole golf course and the whole thing's played at night, which would be really neat. So, yeah, that's one of the unique things in the summertime. It's like drive-in movies, right? There's great movie theaters. And the summertime you go see drive-in movie, well, you get to play golf at night. I think it's great.
Absolutely. Last thing, Kev, before you let you go, let's all three of us here, a little thought on the Women's Porter Cup. We were there last week. It finished up yesterday at Niagara Falls Country Club. Jackie Rogowitz ended up winning.
Penn State, right?
From Penn State, yep. Right. She was she went to 18, and, the three of us, we were there last week, we played it, Kev, and you and I talked about, hey, what's it like to play with a gallery and some pressure? Well, Rogowitz had a two-shot lead going to 18, and she just came short of the green, which, of course, it could happen, and the ball was buried. It took her two to get out. She took a double bogey, which means she had to go to a playoff. She ended up going against an Australian girl by the name of Isabel Taylor. The two of them played the playoff. Rogowitz came back and ended up winning. So pretty cool that she was able to overcome some adversity there playing that final 18th and then regroup herself and go on to win the Women's Porter Cup.
Well, which is great, right, to bounce back from that. Actually enough, I played behind Isabel Taylor last Monday at the Niagara Open for Memorial Hospital up there. And, man, can she hit the golf ball. It was unbelievable. The long drive hole, the drive that she hit was, she nearly outdrove the men on the longest drive and was the women's long drive winner by far. So cool to see that she performed well, too. But, how exciting is a playoff, right? And yeah. I always like seeing when someone, I don't want to say chokes, but, struggles. They get back in the playoff and bounce back to win. That's very cool.
Absolutely.
Yeah, power is not exclusive to the men's game anymore, that's for sure.
No doubt.
No.
Well, Kev, enjoy your weekend up in Hamilton. You have absolutely perfect weather, and it sounds like you're going to be hearing some loud galleries. Not only you mentioned the ticket sales, but those three Canadians, four Canadians in the top seven. That should make for a fun day, too.
Oh, yeah, they'll be playing with a lot of pressure because they're going to be a Canadian who's won the Canadian Open in forever. So these guys want to win. They want to win it bad.
Absolutely. Thanks, Kev. We'll talk to you next week.
Okay, guys. Take care.
All right. Kevin Sylvester there. He's at the Canadian Open. Yeah, it was fun to walk that course this year. So you've played it at Hamilton.
I have played it. It's been a while. But, yeah, I do remember the vistas, the hills.
Yeah
there's a lot of... A lot of elevation change. That part of the country, it's just custom made. It's like the Philadelphia area, it feels like, or Rochester. There's just such great terrain for golf courses, and that's been a golf hub for. I mean, it's such a big city, and all around in the suburbs, it's just littered with great golf courses.
Yeah, it was a good workout to walk. However, once you got to where you wanted to be, like you could see outstanding views and you could see multiple holes, and it is good for spectating in that sense.
And sold out, man. How often do you hear that in a golf tournament? That's great. Canadian sports fans are showing up for their national championship.
That's right, and they're pumped. The Raptors won again last night.
It sounds like Kev might have been out there with them enjoying that victory last night.
Absolutely. That's right. Yeah, I agree. Thanks to Kevin for joining us here as we are on TD Green. We're live at Bobolink Golf Club, 4085 South Transit Road in Orchard Park. Bobolinkgolf.com is the website. You can contact him 662-4311. When we come back, we'll get you our Western New York PGA Tip of the Week. We'll also get you our Champions Tour report. Champions Tour players are in Japan. Cool spot for them to be this week. And our U.S. Open picks coming up.
Mine's going to be a surprise.
Now you know where you're going with it. That's right. Back at Bobolink here in Orchard Park with PGA Pro Jeff Mitis. I'm Brian Colesio. Hey, and we got Jeff Skinner talk coming up at 8 right after Tee to Green. So some big news for the Sabres. We'll be talking about that as well here as we roll on from Bobolink. Thanks for being with us. Tee to Green on WGR. Back after this.
Listen up, golfers. Here comes the Western New York PGA Tip of the Week, brought to you by the Western New York PGA. The Western New York PGA has one goal, promoting and growing the game of golf today, tomorrow, and beyond.
Tee to Green back here at Bobolink Golf Club in Orchard Park on a perfect day here in Western New York. Brian Colesio, PGA Pro Jeff Mitis. Thanks to Kevin Sylvester for joining us from the Canadian Open. Round three today. Just pretty much getting almost set to start up at Hamilton Golf and Country Club. As Kevin said, if you're thinking about going today or tomorrow in Hamilton, it's sold out. So you're going to have to buy tickets via the secondary market.
Is that legal?
Yeah.
Stuff up in Canada, it might be.
Place like that.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Or the guy on the side of the road, sure.
Right, right. Check for the veracity of those tickets when you buy them on the side of the road.
That's right.
Yes.
Yeah, you can do that as
yes.
well. We'll get to our tip of the week here. You heard it, the Western York PGA Tip of the Week in just one moment. Let's first get to our Champions Tour report. It's brought to you by Absolute Care, affordable adult assisted living, and a really cool spot this week for the Champions Tour players. We, of course, kept a close eye on them a few weeks ago when they were at Oak Hill in Rochester for the senior PGA. But the Champions Tour players this week are in Japan at Narita Golf Club. And why do I like it? Because at midnight, there's live golf on.
Wow, that's a long flight for those players, man.
I know.
Hope they have the next week off.
Yeah, it's been some pretty cool sights to see it. Scott McCarron is your leader from Japan right now. He is 8-under par through two rounds of play. Kirk Triplett, one shot back, and a host of golfers at minus six, including Darren Clark. But cool spot this week for the Champions Tour players in Japan. And again, our Champions Tour report brought to you by Absolute Care. All right, our Western Europe PGA Tip of the Week time. We're here at Bobolink. It's a par three course. If you come and play, might be using your short irons and your wedge quite a bit here. So let's talk about wedge play, Jeff. What are some of the keys to being the best wedge player you can be?
Well, first of all, you should have a couple wedges. You know, most people, a lot of sets I see don't even contain a sand wedge. You want to have, when we fit people for wedges, you want to have about a 4 to 6 degree gap between your wedges. You're going to score more with your wedges than you are with your long irons. You're better off putting a wedge in and taking maybe your three or four, especially if you have a three iron, take your four iron out of the bag, throw an extra wedge in. You're going to hit more shots close to the green than you will ever with that four iron, and you're going to save yourself some shots. So you want to have some good, what we call gapping between those wedges. You want to have good distance. When you hit your wedges, there's not some big gap like, well, I don't have a shot from 85 to 110. You want to have something in there. So typically look at your wedges in about 4 degree increments. If you're a longer hitter, you might be able to go six. Most good players are carrying a pitching, a gap, a sand, and a lob. So they're going to be carrying four wedges. With the wedge, what I see mostly is people try to hit it high every time. But when you go to a tour event and you watch good players, they're actually driving that wedge in there. You don't want to hit what we call the flick and float, where the ball is very far forward in your stance and you kind of flick and release under that wedge and either blade it or hit it really high and floaty. Move the ball, but take a little narrower stance with your wedge and move the ball slightly behind center and keep your handle or the shaft ahead a little bit through impact, and try to drive that ball instead of helping that ball up into the air. Try to drive that ball towards the target. Keep the flight of that golf ball a little lower than what you might think the wedge would call for. That's how you'll be able to control your distance. And when you see people that, you know, everybody wants their wedge to stop, hit stop. Well, you put it back in your stance a little. That'll give you a slightly steeper angle of attack. It'll put a little bit more spin on it. And flighting it lower will help you control the distance. So I suggest you put the ball a little bit further back in your stance. Keep the handle ahead.
When you say that, are you saying right in the middle or two-thirds of the way back? Or,
you know, it depends on the shot you're trying to hit.
Yeah.
But behind center for some of these. You don't want to get it too far back because then you'll just end up hammering down and having a really steep divot.
Right.
You don't need to be steep with your wedge. As long as you move the ball back a little bit, you still want to come in, you know, and take a little skinny divot. But you do want to feel like you're driving it forward. It's more like a knockdown than than a normal shot would be.
Right.
So it's almost going to feel like a knockdown. So when you go to the range today to warm up for your round, you should always be hitting some wedges, but try to flight those wedges a little bit lower. You'll notice you'll have a little shorter follow through, a little lower follow through. You're kind of bunting it. And you don't want to hit your wedges hard. You know, if you can go to another wedge, try to make sure you're always making a compact, balanced, rhythmic swing with your wedges, because it's more about controlling distance and hitting it far. So make sure you have enough wedges. You know, wedge fitting is something we do too, because there's different bounce angles. Some people are what we call sweeper sliders, where they sweep the ball or slide under it and don't take much of a divot. And some people are diggers, where their wedge goes really deep. Now, a person who takes deep divots, you're going to want to have a little more bounce. A person who doesn't take much of a divot, you're going to want to have a little less bounce. And then all those things and how the wedge interacts with the turf is also important. So you can hear the proper sound. The story is when Bob Vokey's fitting people for wedges, he doesn't even actually watch. He turns his back and listens to the sound. And then he knows by how the club is interacting with the turf what kind of wedge you should be put into.
That's impressive to just listen like that.
You know, after a while, you can tell what a good wedge sounds like. You know,
that's
just
true.
Like a good golf shot. You're at the PGA Tour event yesterday.
It just sounds different.
The things sound different.
Better, I should say. No.
Yeah, and it shouldn't sound too squishy. Like, you know, that's this time of year, a lot of shots sound squishy with the weather.
My feet standing on the ground sound squishy.
Sounds squishy. Yeah, but wedge play is so very important. You know, I always say, you know, that's the difference between the really good players and good players. A really good player is very, very good with their wedge.
Yeah. How about weight? Should it be more on your front, right, for when you're making contact?
I do like that, because it's a less violent move. There's not as much aggression towards the target, or you're not making as aggressive a swing. So I kind of like to preset that weight for it. I like to think of the placket of my shirt is in front of the golf ball at impact. So that's my center of gravity, be in front of the golf ball. Then I can hit the ball, then the turf, and that also helps me drive that wedge in a little bit lower.
Excellent. Okay, good advice there. Of course, you can talk to any PGA professional about how to get yourself better, get involved in the game. Go to WNYPGA.com.
Yeah, that forward wedge, that forward ball position with a wedge, that's tough, just so you know.
All right, good advice. All right, a few minutes left here on Tee to Green. Don't forget, don't go anywhere. Derek Kramer back in our Amherst studios. We'll be talking about Jeff Skinner, and I'm going to stick around a little bit here as well and do a little on the big Sabres news of the day. Don't forget, Sal coming up 11 to 2. He'll be heavy Jeff Skinner, and then Dan Cave and I will be at Batavia Downs. It's Belmont Day.
Oh, that's right. We're due for a win.
That's
our
right.
Our team here.
So we'll, our Tee to Green bet is due for a win, but also, of course, a lot on Jeff Skinner as well. It is next week. It's Father's Day week. Don't forget that. And that means the U.S. Open, and it's at Pebble Beach, which,
speaking of prime time golf.
Night golf is going to be great. The favorite, not a surprise, Brooks Koepka, 6-1 right now. Mm-hmm. Dustin Johnson, 7-1. Tiger Woods, 10-1. And then Rory McIlroy, Jordan Spieth, Patrick Cantlay, 16-1.
Patrick Cantlay's moving up the board.
He had a nice win last week at the Memorial. So.
Yep.
Keys to playing Pebble Beach.
I haven't played there.
Hit a 350 and make every putt.
Right, yeah, hit it right down the middle, wedge it close.
Yeah.
Like Tiger did. When was that, 2001? Was that when he won big?
2000. Yeah, he won by 15. He was minus 12, and the next best player was plus 3.
I saw it was Ernie Els, one of the
plus
players.
Three.
Yeah.
That is amazing. I've been seeing, they've actually shown some of the rounds this week, like late at night on Golf Channel, like the replays. And just to see, first of all, Tiger's shirt, you know, it's super baggy. It's like halfway down his forearm and everything. And
he's a little string bean back then.
Yeah.
Compared to what he is today.
And he's got either the 3-wood, and, you know, it looks like the size of a pin needle, how little the wood is. And then he hits the stinger, as we all remember, and that thing just took off and
ran and run. Yeah, he was the best player in the world by a mile that week. No one could even touch him. And he was for that whole time, as I remember.
To win at Pebble Beach and to win when the course is set up difficult as the USGA does. I mean, it's pretty much the hardest setup of the year for the pros. To win by 15.
And the thing, everybody remembers how well he struck the ball. What I remember also that week and for his career is how great he putted. He was the best putter in the world forever. If you put him, I remember meeting with Butch Harmon and said, if you had a 72-hole putting contest instead of winning by 5 each week, Tiger would win by 15. He was that much better of a putter than everybody else.
Yeah. All right. So who do you like?
Yeah, it's going to be a surprise. Brooks Koepka. He's been playing so good. He seems to rise in the majors. He has a game custom built for it, and he is oozing with confidence, I imagine. So I'm going to go with Brooks Koepka.
All right. I'm sucked in by what I saw yesterday from Justin Thomas.
I bet.
He looked really good. And he, of course, was injured there for a little while. Missed the PGA, remember?
That's right, yeah.
So he came back, played pretty well last week. This week, he looks like he's raring to go. I like the 25-1 odds as well, for those of you that like to throw a little whatever on 25
how about,
to 1,
how about
nice.
Snedeker? He might be, you know, he's playing well this week, and with the way he putts, and he's competed in some majors, he might be due.
Snedeker is 80-1. If you're looking for a bang for your buck there.
Different greens out there, though, I bet, because it's going to be mostly Poa annual, I believe.
Who's playing well this week? Webb Simpson's playing well. He's 60-1. And we mentioned guys that haven't won a major. Like, you mentioned about that about Snedeker. Mm-hmm. Snedeker hasn't won a major. Kuchar hasn't won a major. Kuchar's 50-1. These are guys that have had outstanding PGA Tour careers, but maybe just haven't gotten their major yet. And I wouldn't be surprised if either of them got there still at their age, Kuchar or Snedeker or a guy like that. I mean, they're both high quality players. Kuchar, of course, tied for the lead this week at the Canadian Open.
Yep, it's and that's what's fun. It's our national championship, and it's always on Father's Day. It'll be unique. I like that it's at prime time. You'll have to stay yes. awake a little longer to catch it all, but that'll be a lot of fun to watch. And you know, as I tell my kids, we can do anything in the morning, but I think half the fathers in the world are sitting there watching golf in the afternoon.
That's right. Tiger plays Thursday night for the East Coast. He's got mm-hmm. he has a 5 o'clock tee time.
East Coast time?
East Coast time. So his round will go from like 5 to 10.
Prime time. Yeah.
That'll be really good.
Yeah, ratings will be good.
And then they've got the flip, you know, like Mickelson and Koepka and Dustin Johnson, those guys will play for Friday night.
And the views, if the weather's good and the view, just it's worth watching the golf course. I mean, even not the players, if you just have it on and just the views of the Pacific Ocean and Monterey, all the peninsula out there, it's just a gorgeous place to be. I've been there, I've taken a ride around it, but I haven't played the facility, and it's just an amazing place with so much history, and it's the U.S. Open. Should be great.
That's right. And don't forget, Fox Sports as the coverage.
Oh,
so it's
right.
on Fox in primetime, and then it's Fox Sports 1 during the afternoon here on the East Coast, because, of course, it's in California at Pebble Beach, so it'll be a little later. If you're looking for that on Thursday, Friday, but they've got a ton of TV, so it's good, you know, in the sense of that part of it. I'm not necessarily huge fans of Fox's coverage of golf, but
they're getting better.
It's getting better.
They're
it has better. Gotten better.
Yes.
The first year it was brutal, but it's,
yes,
it's getting
better.
And everybody's got an opinion on Joe Buck, who, of course, leads that coverage. So
that's right.
That's right. All right. That was a quick hour. We're done.
It was, yeah. It's a pretty cool place to be. I'm excited to come out here. I'm looking forward to it. I'm going to grab my daughter one of these nights
that's
and
right.
come out and play nine.
How about exactly what we were just talking about here? Looks like a father and two boys coming up. We're
yep.
assume maybe it's his two sons or a son and a friend. Just
yep.
walked up. They're teeing off on number one right now.
Yeah, it's one of those deals. You don't even need your whole bag. If
yep.
it's the longest hole is a $160, bring three or four clubs and you're all set.
That's right.
Yep.
Yeah, really, really cool. So, hey, I want to thank General Manager Tom Stern and Golf Pro Jim Dreff for having us here today and for joining us here on the show. If you want any information on Bobolink, check out their website, bobolinkgolf.com, or you can contact them, 662-4311. They've got junior programs here this summer. I mean, we talk about it all the time, affordability, time, and flexibility in terms of coming out here at any time during the day or at night. And like, these check all the boxes here.
Yeah, it does check all the boxes. And it looks like they've done a nice job maintaining this place. So it's a good golf experience.
That's right. Yeah, course in great shape. So thanks for everybody here at Bobolink for having us. Thanks to Kevin Sylvester for joining us. Thanks to Derek Kramer for producing back in our Amherst studios. The entire show will be up in our on-demand audio section, WGR550.com. Next week, we'll be at Tantara Golf Club for Father's Day, 2 hours because of the U.S. Open. Don't go anywhere, though. Jeff Skinner Talk. Coming up, we stay live and local here on WGR.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral. voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.